and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me yet again this week, he was here last week, he's been here many times before, many weeks before, it's my good friend Lights Out Levine. He plays bass in Prima Donna, who are a great rock band, we've toured with them, and the Super Bees, another great rock band, we've played with them. Lights Out Levine, thank you for coming down yet again this week.
Thanks for opening the door, letting me in.
Oh, you didn't even have to knock. I was waiting for you.
I'd knock any day, man.
Okay. Okay. The next line is the kisses are hers and hers and his, but let's just keep going. Season 6, episode 4, Professor Jack. It aired October 27, 1981, directed by Dave Powers, written by Laura Levine. Terry thinks Jack is giving sex lessons when he's really giving cooking lessons. Lights Out Levine, what did you think of Professor Jack?
And Laura Levine, no relation to me, but...
Oh, right.
But she wrote a great episode, man. This is top notch. Last week we talked about how it was just a transitional episode. Mm-hmm. This one, I feel like, bam, kicks you right in, right back into what the show should be about.
I love the line that Jack throws out right at the top. I practically walked to the head of my class, meaning like a walk, a stir-fry walk. You got to love it. That's in the Furley world. That lives in the Furley world, I'm glad Jack is taking up the helm there.
Absolutely. There's so many good lines that he does specifically in this one.
Another thing is the so-called sex lessons, a.k.a. cooking lessons, were $25 an hour, and this is 1981, and Jack jumped on it like Alpo. Hey, listen, $25 an hour is still good in 2019. So back in 1981, what was that equivalent of today's standard? Would it be like $100, $200 an hour?
Like, you have to assume that, right?
Yeah,
At least $100.
Yeah, yeah. And Terry wanted to talk to Jack before going to work. And if she was able to, without Jack obviously interrupting her, the episode would have been done in the first 4 minutes.
Which is why it works so well that he just skedaddles out of there, you know?
Right. And now, episode 1 and 2 of this season was a two-parter, aired in one night. So you had 2 episodes in one night. And because Terry moved in last episode, we didn't see Cindy, but we see Cindy here in this episode. It's her first one since Terry moved in. Now, seeing Cindy now, just as a kind of a visitor, what are your thoughts on that?
I thought it was great, and it makes me wonder why they didn't just keep her on as that little bit here and there.
Yeah.
You know, she's only on it this year, right? And then she's gone after that.
True.
And I don't even
think
she does the whole season.
Yeah, spoiler alert, but very true.
Oh, sorry, Danko.
No worries. I mean, it's true. And I don't even think she last for the end of the season? I can't remember. We're going to have to find out. But
I don't believe so. I think she's gone before the season's even over. But I think they should have kept her. It was a great bit in this particular episode. You know, she busts in. They have a few laughs, and then she's gone. And then you don't see her again until the very end, and a couple laughs, and that's it. You know,
yeah.
It would have been good if she just had a cameo here and there every time.
I agree. I actually found her to be kind of – it might be funny to say on a sitcom like Three's Company, but she was like comedy relief in a way. You know, she could have been just like Larry.
She could have had those perfect moments like Larry did.
Yeah, but maybe her them yanking her from the series, I think it was like the reason why they replaced her, you know, and she just didn't hit, you know, she just wasn't hitting it, she just wasn't, yeah, I don't know. It was obviously, I think it was obvious, I'm assuming here, to the producers and everyone involved that it was a poor choice of having Jenny Lee Harrison as Cindy, and of course that's why they yanked her. But okay, so she can't anchor the show as a main character, but she could definitely hold her own as a supporting character. You know, goofy. She doesn't have to be the best actress. She can just, you know, be there for a couple of lines per episode or every other episode. Just the way, like, Mike the bartender, Jim the bartender, Larry, you know, like all these guys.
Yeah, she could have been a great just bit part.
Yeah, I agree with you on that for sure. And then maybe we would all have a better remembrance of her, you know, because she gets criticized.
Possibly.
She gets criticized a lot, and rightfully so. But I think she could have been a great supporting character.
I agree.
I got to make mention here, Janet in jeans, again, amazing. Got to just say
that. So stellar, that whole outfit she's got on.
Yep. Fantastic. Can't you know, go on without saying it. Okay, so also Mrs. Latham, who was the woman Jack was giving the cooking lessons to, Sally Kemp. She died only 2 years ago. It's interesting. She was in Finding Julia, starring Andrew McCarthy and Richard Chamberlain, which came out in 2019, so she got a credit 2 years after she died, posthumous credit 2 years later. But she was acting all the way till the end, so give it up for Sally Kemp. And Frank Alletter was Mr. Latham, and we know this guy from, you know, $6 Million Man, Kojak, Mannix, Bionic Woman, SWAT, Adam 12, all these classic 70s, you know, drama and action shows. And Dr. Anderson, who made just a quick brief appearance from the hospital, Paul Kent, he died in 2011. We know him from his appearances on ER, Coach, Frasier, Santa Barbara, Doogie Howser, T.J. Hooker, Lou Grant. So that was a great thing about Three's Company, is all the guest stars and the supporting cameos were, you know, really stock actors who were part of the network. And yeah, it wasn't just any humdrum actor or actress. They got some really good ones all the time for every episode.
They always had working actors. There was never some dude off the street, you know.
No, that was, yeah. So the long parade of Three's Company guest stars is pretty cool. It covers a lot of the untold part of Hollywood, I think.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Well, Lights Out Levine, what's your final assessment of Professor Jack?
Oh, fantastic episode. This is one I would show if you had never seen it before. I'd say this is what the show's all about. Total hijinks, mistaken, you know, situational comedy. It's perfect. It's really good.
As a lifelong Three's Company fan, does this episode break into your top 10?
Ooh, definitely top 10 of a Terry episode. I'd have to think harder about whether or not it's top 10 all time.
Right. Well, okay, thanks a lot, Lights Out Levine. Listen, I say this, you know, all the time, and you know, I mean it, because you keep coming back, but come back yet again on the Regal Beagle podcast, maybe later this season, and we'll talk about where Terry stands, how comfortable she is, et cetera, et cetera.
I want the record. I'm coming for it.
You got to beat my cousin Cameron.
I'm coming for Cameron.
All right. Okay, thanks a lot, man.
Absolutely.